The thundering waters of the falls have drawn tourists since the area was first settled. Tourism has become a big part of the region's economy. The city of Buffalo, New York, bills itself as the gateway to Niagara. John Oliver is with the Convention and Visitors Bureau there. He says tourists bring a lot of money to the region each year.
When you tie in Niagara Falls itself, and then even crossing over the border into Niagara Falls, Canada, you're probably talking maybe upwards of $2 billion.
With that kind of money coming in, business people of all kinds are trying to get a piece of the action. Oliver says tourism development around Niagara Falls enhances a visitor's experience, although he notes not everyone comes to Niagara Falls looking for the same thing.
The development runs the gamut of, tasteful to what some would perceive as tacky. But then again, you have visitors who thoroughly enjoy that aspect. I think what is developed in Niagara Falls is something to fit almost the taste of all visitors.
Here's where Niagara's history comes to life. Inside, explore 46 exciting exhibits featuring life-size wax figures and dramatic historic events.
Visitors can see barrel-riding daredevils in wax, get a bird's-eye view of the falls from a helicopter, take a boat ride into the mist stirred up as the water crashes down, and on the Canadian side, you can look at the falls from high steel and glass towers or gamble with a view of the falls from a casino. For at least one man, all that development is an insult to nature. Paul Gramoziak is a Niagara Falls historian and author of a book about the history of the falls. He says tourist traps and trinket shops are beginning to overrun the place.
The falls are now a commodity, something to be used to make money. And I'm not against people making money, don't get me wrong. But if you want casinos, place them far from the falls so they cannot be seen when you're near the falls.
Gramoziak says the real fascination of Niagara Falls should be that it's a feat of nature, a natural wonder, and he'd like to see it remain in a state of nature. The reservation at Niagara Falls was first a clutter of industrial sites along Niagara River. The state of New York reclaimed the land more than 100 years ago and established the first state park in the nation. Paul Gramoziak wants to see more of the area fit the vision of the park's designer, pioneer landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted.
He specified that only native species of trees were to be planted in as natural a looking setting as possible, that any places necessary for human comfort, be they restrooms, benches, should be as inconspicuously placed as possible and made out of native woods and stone. There's nothing wrong with visiting this place. It should be visited, but it should be seen a place natural. And that's what people should be seeing.
Gramoziak wants a moratorium on development on both sides of the Niagara River near the falls. He says just as the state of New York did last century, some of the land should be reclaimed and returned to a natural state. So far, Gramoziak's hopes for more trees and fewer tourist shops have not overcome the lure of jobs and profitable business. But he has raised awareness of the issue with a steady campaign of letters to the editors of local papers and meetings with civic groups where he talks about the 12,000-year natural history of the falls. Some of the tourists visiting Niagara Falls have mixed views about the issue of the development they see surrounding the falls.
I like the falls. I like the beauty. I don't care nothing about the casinos or any of that. I just come here to see the falls.
It messes it up a little bit. It doesn't make it seem as beautiful, but without it, you wouldn't have as many people to enjoy it.
You always have to balance development with nature, but the almighty dollar rules our world, and to try to stop development, it's just not sensible.
Well, I like the natural beauty of the falls. The a lot of the commercial stuff, I don't care for myself. I guess some people enjoy the other parts. You know, there's enough people that come here that do, but myself, I just enjoy the natural beauty of it.
Meanwhile, another new hotel and casino are being built on the Canadian side just above Horseshoe Falls. Some visitors say no development can detract from the spectacle of the falls. Tourism officials and developers say it's all part of the effort to persuade Niagara Falls tourists to stay just a little longer. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.